I grew up in South Africa, and then I trained in medicine in Australia. And I think certainly in wealthier countries, or in the wealthy, the privileged pockets of South Africa, you kind of forget, how much choice you have and options. You know, if you're sick, you can choose which GP you're going to go see or which hospital you'd like to be admitted to. And I think it's just so humbling and confronting to see, to sort of meet people who just have no options, or your little project is the only option. And if you can't assist them, there are no other options. That's a very, very difficult and humbling thing to come across. But the other thing that sort of really struck me, and I hadn't expected, is that the vast majority of illnesses in these sort of very impoverished circumstances or contexts, like particularly in Angola, are very, very, very simple to treat, and they're very cheap to treat as well. The vast majority of patients I saw out there were actually usually kids, and almost invariably suffering from just one of a handful of conditions, you know, malaria or chest infections or diarrhea with dehydration or malnutrition, and very, very easy to treat. They're very cheap to treat. You know, in the absence of these simple and cheap drugs and basic medical training, they kill people. So it's